This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome back to The Good Life. I'm glad you hung around as we move into the final half of the show. It was so fun talking to Charles Harzag about Beatology and tasting the products. I was pleasantly surprised. Was I thinking that they wouldn't be good? No, absolutely not. I was thinking that might not be my cup of tea. However, I was wrong. These are magnificent. And, well, we'll talk about in a minute about some of the fun things you can do. But let's talk about using beets and some of the health benefits. Beet juice, of course, is probably one of the easiest ways to get your beet servings, if you will. But remember back, I know that when I was a kid, my mom opened up a can of beets, sliced beets, and, just heated them up, and there was the veg. The beauty of beets out of the can is, of all canned vegetables, they tend to maintain their health benefits and flavor better than other canned vegetables, and it's pretty easy to fix. Canned beets, diced up or sliced and added to a salad, great fun. Roasting them, yeah, they're already cooked. You can eat them right out of the can, just heat them up. And then the other thing is, if you've paid attention in the produce section at your local grocery store, Dillon's, for example, the selection of beets, depending on what time of year it is tremendous. And you can get yellow ones, white ones, light pink ones, dark red ones, different types of beets, different colors of beets, and they make a spectacular, I tend to think of it as a winter vegetable, but the reality of it is good any time of year. You can eat them raw. You know, the outside is pretty tough skin, so you can peel them first. And I took a bite of a yellow beet the other day when we fixed them, and it was good. Crunchy, a great addition to a salad. But to me, the best way is you buy your beets, and you do have to be careful. As Mr. Herzog mentioned, red beets can make a mess on a cutting board, on your fingers. It's a pretty dark, colorful stain, if you will. But once you get them cut up, throw them in a Ziploc bag, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, shake it around, coat them good, spread them out on a cookie sheet, and if a baking pan that has some edges to it, and you may want to use some tin foil to cover that, just so the cleanup's easier. Spread them out evenly in one row. The baking technique can be low and slow, 375, 350 to 375 for 45 to 50 minutes is usually enough. And you can watch them. You can see they'll start to show a little bit of caramelization because beets are pretty high in sugar, as we talked about earlier. And roasting them, it's like roasting asparagus. Some people go, I don't eat asparagus. But if I grill it for you or if I roast it using that same technique we just talked about, it caramelizes the natural sugars in the vegetable, and it makes it a whole different product. So you ought to do that. And then, we touched on the health benefits, but I found a website that shows just a laundry list, 11 of the health benefits associated with beets and drinking beet juice. Blood flow. Beets are high in nitrates. And those tend to help you with blood flow and increase blood flow. Good to the brain. Think of that. That's a good deal. Reduce blood pressure. This is something that I think anybody could be good with. And I will tell you, and I looked for negative side effects of beets and beet juice. And one of the things is having blood pressure that may be too low. So if you take a blood pressure medicine, drinking large quantities of beet juice may not be for you. Detoxifies the liver, treats iron deficiency and anemia, good for the muscles. There's some pretty interesting research. I found a sports page that was talking about runners and how they use beet juice not only as a source of energy, but it also promotes muscle strength and power. And Putting that in your daily regimen, if you're a runner or an athlete's a good deal. It's good for your skin. Who would have thought? No, you don't pour the beet juice over your skin because then you'll look pink. I suppose you could try it. It'd be interesting. I don't know if I'd wear it in a bathing suit, but good for your skin. Natural products, natural vitamins and minerals promote anti-aging and kind of help reduce wrinkles. It's kind of interesting. I never would have guessed that. There's even some talk that the compounds in beets and beet juice can prevent or even promote healing of cancer cells, which I think is pretty interesting. We could all use some of that. Pretty cool stuff. I looked for the potential of side effects. And the one that I think is probably the most significant, and it's kind of hazy here, but if you've had kidney stones, you have a history of kidney stones, a history in your family of kidney stones, or you currently have kidney stones, you probably shouldn't be drinking a whole lot of beet juice. They're high in a oxalate content that is potentially going to increase the likelihood or severity of kidney stones. And that's a big deal if you've ever had that. And, of course, your kidney stones will probably come out purple. The other one is cosmetic. It can change the color of your excrement or your urine. And, frankly, other than you might worry and think that it's blood-tinted or whatever, but I just don't think it's a big deal. So, beets, and now I've got to tell you, of the beetology juices that I tasted, yes, because I'm a wine guy, and yes, I guess you could say I promote alcoholic beverages to a degree. Any one of these, I could think of a different drink recipe that would be unique. I almost don't want to share them with you because I could win some competition here. But first off, the beaten tropical fruit, this is no kidding. It smells like a fairly heavy oaked Chardonnay, and when you put it in your mouth and you get backdoor olfactory senses kicking in, it really is, it's incredible. And, of course, you heard him say it's got some of the same things that we think of when we think of describing a good Chardonnay: pineapple, coconut, mango, lime. Those are some of the characteristics that we talk about when we describe a Chardonnay. How it gets this oak smell, but even the wifey thought it had a little bit of an oak smell too, and I think it has a lot. But man, what a great punch additive if you wanted to make an afternoon drink, daytime drinking. You know, you've heard about that here on The Good Life. This would be perfect. It would make a really fun thing. And then I'm thinking, these could be used as marinades. The lemon and ginger beetology beverage. So it's got beet juice, lemon, and ginger. Use that as a marinade for chicken breasts, boneless, skinless. Yeah, it'll turn it kind of a purple color. I'm sure it will. But once you caramelize it, I don't think it'd show, and I think it would add a lot of flavor. A little garlic, how bad could it be? It was fun talking to Mr. Herzog about beets and beetology. You can find it here locally. I think I got mine at Whole Foods. Everything I read, there's nothing bad about beet juice, and you ought to be drinking it. So on that note, speaking of drinking it, I got something that's colored like beet juice, but it's not. It's a sparkling wine from Spain. That's the wine of the week, and we'll talk about that right after this short break. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.